Can wildebeests and trucks coexist? That's the question at the heart of today's GeoQuiz. The wildebeest is an odd-looking antelope that lives in East Africa. Hundreds of thousands of them migrate every year through a protected area in northern Tanzania. Now the Tanzanian government wants to build a road through the region. Opponents say it would disrupt the wildebeest migration and threaten the entire ecosystem. So what's the national park that's home to all these wildebeests? We'll be right back with the answer. Time's up. The answer is Tanzania's Serengeti National Park. The Serengeti is home to some of the last great herds of migrating animals, including hundreds of thousands of wildebeest. That's great for nature lovers and tour operators, but there's a downside. Most of the region has no roads, and that's bad news for some remote communities. Now the Tanzanian government has a controversial plan to build a road through the park. Benedict Moran has our report.
Vedastus Matthew runs a chain of petrol stations in the town of Musoma in northern Tanzania. Matthew does well here, but he says it isn't easy.
The cost of bringing the product here is too high.
Matthew says that's because Musoma is isolated, cut off from the rest of Tanzania by the Serengeti National Park. There is no road here through the park, so goods have to travel a long way around.
When you bring the cargo from Arusha to here, it means that you have to go from Arusha, Singida, Shinyanga, Mwanza, up to Musoma, which is about almost 1,000 kilometers.
Matthew is also a member of Tanzania's parliament, and he's supporting a government plan to cut that 1,000 kilometers roughly in half by building a new road to Musoma. But there's one hitch. The road would go right through the national park, and the plan has alarmed many other Tanzanians.
No, we cannot put a highway across, especially not in that area.
Simon Mduma heads the Tanzanian Wildlife Research Institute. It's in Arusha, at the other end of the road. The proposed highway would divide the Serengeti Park and its vast plains. Mduma says it would block the migration of much of the region's world-famous wildlife. He's especially concerned about the wildebeest.
The Serengeti is what it is today because of the wildebeest. It's the keystone species, if you like.
The wildebeest is a kind of antelope that looks like a cross between a horse and a buffalo. It's vital to the region's ecosystem, and it migrates in huge numbers between the southern grass plains of the Serengeti and the wet Mara region to the north. Mduma says experience shows that wildebeest and other creatures here are slow to adapt to things like traffic.
Over the years, animals have never learned how to escape accidents on the road.
Simply put, Mduma says the wildlife would avoid the road, and that could lead to a cascade of problems.
Without that supply of water in the north, then for sure the population is going to be reduced by even up to 75%. And I think at that stage, even the migration will stop.
Fewer wildebeest would in turn mean fewer carnivores, like lions, cheetahs, and hyenas to feed on them. The Serengeti's grass plains could also become overgrown and more prone to fires. But the concern is not just about nature for its own sake.
Our main attraction is the Serengeti and the Kilimanjaro. So if Serengeti is interfered with and destroyed, then we are going to lose a lot of business.
Ali Mustafa is the head of the Tanzanian Association of Tour Operators. He's petitioning the government to stop the road. Tourism employs more than 600,000 Tanzanians. It's also the country's main source of foreign exchange. One road already goes through part of the park. It's how tour operators get there to see all the wildlife. But it's a dirt track. Vehicles must drive below 30 miles an hour and can't use it after dark. Mustafa says it's fine.
The present road is enough.
Critics say the new road could also cause a big spike in poaching. Already, more than 40,000 wildebeest and zebras are illegally killed every year. But the poaching argument cuts both ways.
If you close yourself out, you'll not be able to prevent the poachers.
Ladislaus Komba is a top official in the Ministry of Natural Resources and Tourism. He says the new road would help conservation by giving rangers better access to the park. He says it's also key to other national priorities.
any road construction is linked to development in terms of poverty alleviation. It makes movement of people easier. It facilitates also the transport of goods and services.
This isn't the first time Tanzania has tried to build a corridor through the Serengeti. In fact, it's the fourth. Consultants deemed most previous plans too risky. But Komba dismisses those reports as biased. His ministry has commissioned a new study.
They did it for their own purpose, maybe. So we are doing it for our own use.
The tension between economic development and wildlife conservation in Tanzania goes all the way back to the country's founding. The country's first president, Julius Nyerere, promised in 1961 that future generations would be able to enjoy Tanzania's natural inheritance. But Nyerere also promised to lift Tanzania out of poverty. 50 years later, neither goal is assured. Simon Mduma of the Wildlife Research Institute says that's partly because the government hasn't done enough to educate Tanzanians about the value of wildlife.
Most people are not aware of the treasures which we have in our country. That's why I think sometimes we are missing that important support.
That support for conservation is certainly missing back at Vedastus Matthews gas station in Musoma.
If you talk about Serengeti National Park, we are not getting any big benefit from that national park.
He says the road, on the other hand, would bring obvious benefits. Tanzania's president, Jakaya Kikwete, has publicly stated the road will go ahead no matter what. But the United Nations says the highway could jeopardize the Serengeti status as a UN World Heritage Site. And that might make the Tanzanian government think twice. The United Nations will issue its own report on the Serengeti Road next year. For The World, I'm Benedict Moran, Musoma, Tanzania.
Benedict Moran has an eye-popping slideshow of the Serengeti. Make sure you watch it in full screen mode. You can see it at theworld.org.